This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds separate meetings with Finland's president, his Samoan counterpart, and USAID administrator in New York. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba holds separate meetings with the U.S. Acting Undersecretary and South Korean and Filipino counterparts to discuss vivid issues. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells United Nations that Russia must be forced into peace. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who is currently in New York to participate in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, leading a Nepali delegation, held a meeting with Finland's President Alexander Stubb on Tuesday. The two leaders had a meeting at the headquarters of the United Nations in New York. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli called on his Samoan counterpart, Faimi Naomi Matafa, on Tuesday. They held the sideline meeting at the office of the permanent mission of Samoa to the United Nations in New York. Also present on the occasion were Prime Minister Oli's chief advisor, Bistu Prasad Rimal, Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal, and permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, among others. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli held a meeting with U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID Administrator Samantha Power, on Tuesday. Earlier on Tuesday, Prime Minister Oli had attended the reception hosted by UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres at the UN headquarters, and Prime Minister Oli also attended the session addressed by the leaders of the powerful nations in the course of the UNGA on the same day. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has highlighted Nepal's diversity and climate change challenges at the Columbia University World Leader Forums in New York. More in this report by Kausal Ghimire.
Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has highlighted the significance of the Himalayan region in maintaining global climate balance. During his presentation on Nepal's journey to democracy and economic prosperity at Columbia University's World Leaders Forum in New York, Prime Minister Oli stressed that the Himalayas were essential not only for Nepal but for the entire world.
Our mountains, they are not only important for Nepal but for the entire world. They are because the earth turns around within 24 hours. So the time comes from that and one circle around the sun. These things are very important that he raised questions.
Prime Minister Oli said Nepal was a land of diversity and warned that pollution from oceans could affect the Himalayas through rainfall influencing the snow and climate pattern.
Ours is a diversified country. Very, very natural diversity, geographical, biological, botanical, social, different type of diversities are there. Mountain Everest and other mountains, more higher than 8,000 meters, 14 peaks, more than 8,000 meters altitude.
The Prime Minister further emphasized Nepal's commitment to combating climate change and urged global action. He noted that Nepal's rich natural resources, with 46% forest cover and 17% of its area consisting of the Himalayan range, play a critical role in environmental preservation. Kaushal Gimire, Radio Nepal.
Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, who is currently in New York in the course of attending the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, held separate meetings with the ministers of foreign affairs of South Korea and the Philippines on Tuesday. According to the Foreign Minister's private secretariat, various aspects of Nepal-Korea relations, mutual interest and common concerns were discussed during the meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Chao Tae-yul. They discussed that the friendly relations between the two countries are grounded on mutual respect and understanding, and it will be further deepened in the days to come. Furthermore, the foreign minister requested Korean support for Nepal's candidacy for the United Nations Human Rights Council and the Security Council. Similarly, Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba also held a meeting with Filipino Foreign Minister Enrique A. Manalo on Tuesday. During the meeting, they discussed issues of mutual benefits and common interest as well as future cooperation. On the occasion, the foreign minister asked the Philippines for its support to Nepal in connection with the candidacy for the UN Human Rights Council and Security Council. In the meantime, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba met with acting U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs John Bass. In the meeting held in New York, both were hopeful that the exchange of this level of visit would contribute to further consolidating the bilateral ties. According to Nepal's permanent mission to the UN, the foreign minister said the U.S.-Nepal partnership for Nepal's economic, trade and other development is significant. She utilized the moment to say that the exchange of bilateral visits at various levels in the past had contributed to further strengthening the bilateral ties. An annual report of the National Dalit Commission has been submitted to President Ramchandra Paudil. Commission Chairperson Devraj Biswakarman today submitted the report to the head of the state amidst a function at Office of the President Sheetal Nivas. According to the spokesperson at the Office of the President, Sailaja Regme, the report for the fiscal year 2080-81 Bikram Sambat was presented to the President in accordance with the Article 294-1 of the Constitution. Jitia Festival, or three-day-long festival celebrated by the married women of Tharu and Madhesi communities, especially in the Mithila region, by worshipping God for the longevity, good health, success and well-being of their offspring and families, falls on the eighth day of the waning moon Krishna Paksha in the Nepali month of Aspin, as per lunar calendar. In his message on the occasion of Jitia Festival, today, President Ramchandra Paudil says indigenous festivals such as Jitia Festival would promote mutual respect, goodwill and a sense of tolerance, thereby protecting the diversity of the country. Furthermore, President Paudil called for all to unite to preserve peculiar Nepali cultural heritage. The head of the state underlined the need to continue the glory of such festivals to create an ideal social and cultural environment and adopt a virtuous life. Meanwhile, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, in his message on the occasion, said the festivals will celebrate, help us connect our customary values and norms to the present days and contribute to strengthening our family relations and consolidate social structures and unity. Likewise, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has also extended his best wishes to all on the occasion. A delegation comprising people's representatives from Sunsari Constituency 1 has reached Kathmandu to draw the attention of high-ranking officials of the federal government on several issues. The delegation arrived in the federal capital to raise immediate assistance to address the issues of public concern, including physical infrastructure, roads, drinking water, disaster management and public concern in Dharan. The delegation had a separate meeting with Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari and Minister for Drinking Water Pradeep Yadav and drew their attention to their local issues. The Nepal Telecom has expanded its service in Kurala, the border with China's autonomous region, Tibet. According to the chief of Baglung-based Nepal Telecom, Santosh Baral, the service started yesterday by erecting BTS towers for the operation of 2G and 4G internet and mobile phone services at the Kurala border trade transit point. Residents of Lomangkang, Barabung Mukti Chetra, Gharpajong, Thasang, Logekar and Damodar Kunda rural municipalities of Mustang are expected to benefit from the expansion. Advance ticket booking given the upcoming festivals is set to open from coming Saturday. The meeting of the Department of Transport Management yesterday decided to facilitate smooth traffic management during the festivals. Director and spokesperson of the Department of Transport Management, Ishwari Datta Paneru, shared that public transport service providers have agreed to open bookings for medium and long distance travel from coming Saturday. Meanwhile, the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office spokesperson, Biswaraj Khadka reaffirmed his commitment to stringent measures to enhance road safety and efficiency for the passengers during the festivals. Furthermore, the Additional Inspector General of Nepal Police, Tek Prasad Rai, has directed the chiefs of all seven province police offices to implement a special security scheme considering the upcoming festivals. Nepal police authorities expect as many as 1.8 million people to leave Kathmandu Valley this festive season. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the United Nations Security Council that negotiations will not be enough to end the war in Ukraine and that Russia needs to be forced into peace. Zelensky told a high-level meeting of the 15-member council in New York that Russian President Vladimir Putin was committing an international crime and had broken so many international rules that he would not stop on his own. The Ukrainian president also criticized North Korea and Iran for providing arms to Russia for the war, describing them as Moscow's de facto accomplices. The meeting was attended by ministers from 14 of the Council's member nations, except Russia, which sent its permanent representative to UN. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also briefed the meeting, reiterating the UN's strong support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity under the UN Charter. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon and the partial influence of the low-pressure system developed in the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim province today. Gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and a few places in Madhes province today. The division for the states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south than its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.1 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius with 0.6 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds separate meetings with Finland's president, his Samoan counterpart and U.S. AID administrator in New York. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba hold separate meetings with U.S. acting undersecretary and South Korean and Filipino counterparts to discuss vivid issues. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells United Nations that Russia must be forced into peace. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.